Quotation marks and punctuation. There are several important grammar rules you need to know when using quotation marks. Depending on how you introduce a quote, you'll need to follow different punctuation rules. Here are the most important quotation mark rules you'll need to remember. Punctuation marks always go inside the quotation marks. See the examples on your screen. You'll notice that some of these examples use quotes that begin with a capital letter, while others do not. The rule is that if the quote is an independent clause, it must always begin with a capital letter, regardless of where it falls in the sentence. If the quote is a dependent clause, it does not need to begin with a capital letter. If you introduce the source or speaker first, you must put a comma before the first quotation mark. Again, see the examples on your screen. If you introduce the source or speaker after the quote, you must put a comma or punctuation mark before the last quotation mark. See the examples on your screen. Usually, the period that would be at the end of the quote is replaced by a comma, like in example 1. However, if the quote requires a specific kind of punctuation other than a period, as in an exclamation point or a question mark, you should use the actual punctuation. No matter what kind of punctuation mark comes before the second quotation mark, you should not capitalize the first letter after the quotation mark, as it is considered part of the same sentence. If you use a quote within a quote, you must use double quotation marks for the larger quote and single quotation marks for the smaller quote. See the examples on your screen. You'll notice that you have to use the single quotation marks to denote the smaller quote, even if one of them is immediately followed or preceded by double quotation marks.